December 20th, 2009, forward-thinking business professionals will come together at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, Social Media Confab. In this podcast, keynote speaker Chris Brogan previews his Summit Up presentation. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. Chris Brogan is co-author of the amazing book Trust Agents, founder of the popular New Media Conference PodCamp, president of New Marketing Labs, an energetic public speaker, a blogger, podcaster, world traveler, aspiring rap star, and one of the many talented professionals who will be appearing at Summit Up, a social media confab on October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm so darn good. It's crazy, David. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking a little time out of your very busy schedule to talk to me this morning. Really appreciate it. For those unfamiliar with the Chris Brogan experience, describe what the Chris Brogan presentation is like.
So it's a little bit chaos, a little bit passion, a lot of pushing right down into the points that I think change the way human business works today, which is getting us away from this 1950s to 2006 use of mass business communications and all that, and pushing us more towards reclaiming human relationships in business.
And what are you going to be speaking about specifically at Summit Up?
What I'll be giving is sort of a blend between what is current state of things with all these social media tools, but very much from the higher level. I won't so much be talking about Twitter and Facebook as much as I'll be talking about how they can shift businesses, how you can change some alignments. What I find is that your audience, as it will likely be everywhere that I go, is a mix of people who really get it and are really in the space, and a bunch of people who really don't understand what they're doing yet and why everyone keeps telling them this is so neato. So I try to take it from big structural opinion mindset stuff first, and then I'll drive down into some really detailed specifics that'll give you some starter moves to understand how you can see the needles move a little bit in your business.
And everybody that's coming is going to get a copy of your book, Trust Agents. I assume you'll talk quite a bit about the importance of trust. Why do you think trust is so important to business success today?
Well, I think that's one of the things that getting into the numbers game, I think we moved away from the idea that trusted relationships matter to us, and that having a customer that knows what we're about and a business relationship that cares what we're about is really the real goal of a sustainable business. And so I think understanding how trust moves on the web, this comes from the idea, you know, my grandpa was a candy salesman many years ago, and he did everything that I espoused in his book several years ago, long before there were things like Twitter and Facebook, only he did it face-to-face. So these tools let us expand and extend and do things in very different ways, and yet they're not that different from a guy who was born in 1920 and how he was doing what he was doing. So I'm just sort of, you know, bringing that kind of back to business and showing people that this isn't all just Jeeves and kumbaya.
It strikes me as funny, too, when doubters in the idea are willing to fully admit that, hey, word of mouth is the most powerful form of marketing, and word of mouth is built on trust, yet they aren't willing to sort of acknowledge that in the social web environment, now that becomes measurable and powerful.
Exactly. I mean, I think that, excuse me, we talk about ROI and we can't find the ROI, and I just don't think that's true. I just think that we can't use the same old measurement. Just like if, you know, a few years ago we couldn't be saying, you know, this fax marketing stuff isn't making sense to me because we had telemarketing metrics attached to it. This is all the same thing. We don't, business communications, all these different ways that we're using the web, they have metrics. They're just different metrics. And in fact, I like them better because they don't have metrics that talk about themselves as much as they have metrics that talk about, you know, helping move the sales marketing needle and helping, you know, business actually do what it wants to do, which is produce better relationships. So, I mean, to me, there's a lot of opportunity wrapped up in all this, and I'm just really passionate about seeing what people can do with this, and that, you know, anyone from the smallest one-person business up to giant organizations like General Motors are trying this out and seeing that they found some value in it.
One of my favorite things that you talk about, because it's so easy and low risk for people to get into, and I think so important, is the act of listening on the web. Talk a little bit about why you think it's important to listen.
Well, I mean, it really is to me a lot of related to the new marketing. I mean, this is so much easier to listen to somebody at their point of need, which is a phrase Marcel LeBrun talked about, CEO of Radian 6. Listening at the point of need is so much easier to do than coming up with 50 ways to say things and hoping someone buys into it. So if somebody says, you know, I'm really hoping for, you know, I just lost my keys, you know, in my house and I need a locksmith, you can find that on the social web a lot easier now, as opposed to coming up with the right kind of ad in the yellow pages. I think you need to do both. I mean, traditional marketing doesn't go away fully, but the opportunity for listening lets you meet the customer way further down the chain of need than how we used to do in the past.
You have some great stuff in the book also on the topic of friends. And this is a topic of discussion that I get into a lot. But what does it mean to be somebody's friend online? And then how important are the dynamics of both quantity and quality with regard to those friends?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think the term friend is a really kind of goofy word to use in our social networks because, I mean, it really off-puts a lot of people who aren't used to the social networking tools and who suddenly kind of have this feeling of like, well, I don't know, I don't really think of that person as my friend. I think I do business with them. And so I think it's a strange scenario using that word. But what it ultimately means is it means people with whom we're willing to have some kind of a conversational relationship. And then beyond that, I mean, there's a spectrum, you know, all the way up from you know, person I'm willing to say I know on the web to person I would have pick up my mom at the airport. So to me, understanding that is important. But furthermore, once you have those, quote, friend connections on the web, you can do a lot more with them than what you could do when you were doing business in the, you know, pre-social web days. Because I can know when your birthday is, or I can know when you're telling me you're sad that your dog is in the vet and all this. And these kinds of things help me in my business conversations with you. What if I'm frustrated that you haven't called me back and I need to collect money on a project for you, and this is our whole business relationship on the hinge, but what turns out is that your dog was sick. So I can find this out now, and it's almost like having telepathy because people contribute parts of their lives to the web these days.
Well, you're in, I believe, Detroit, Michigan today. Detroit, I'm here in Dayton, Ohio. A lot of the same problems facing Detroit that are facing Dayton. The economy's been hit really hard. Unemployment's high. People are really hungry for progress, though, and for what next. So how might social technology, social media, play a role in inventing sort of a new future for these cities?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because, I mean, I travel to a lot of these cities that either are, you know, on their rougher spots or, you know, that spot right before big reinvention is happening. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is one of my favorite cities in America right now, you know, facing sort of the same thing. Partly, I guess, because I was, you know, raised in Augusta, Maine, which is the capital of Maine, but you wouldn't know it from driving down the street. It's you know, kind of a shell of its former self. And I think these new tools allow us really new creative ways to be entrepreneurial, to build relationships of value, and to really seek what's going to come next in an economy that doesn't require factories and doesn't always require proximity. This is really hard for us to grab and put our heads around, because at the same time that location-based business is still alive and well and that these tools help it, we also have to think in a slightly more porous way. And I think it's an opportunity to connect in very in two different ways. One is, you know, on points of need, and then the other is on points of just opportunity for local or otherwise. So I think to me there's a lot of opportunity, and I think it's good for companies to come and check it out.
Well, SummitUp is a little over a week away, and you are one of the presenters, but also will be there as an attendee. So is there anyone in particular you're interested in hearing present?
Well, I'm really excited in general. I mean, because I haven't been out to Dayton yet, I mean, there's a lot of people that I don't know that I'm really looking forward to seeing come out. My friend Lewis Howes is there, and I'm always really happy to see what he's on the go with. I've yet to meet Bob Garfield. I appreciate his book that's just come out, The Chaos Scenario. I haven't really gone all the way down with it yet, but I just read a really great review by Edward Boches at Mullen that really turned me on to it. J- Jen McClure is wonderful. I've seen her a bunch of times. I really love the kind of work she's doing. And she actually brings, like, you know, numbers and things like that. So I think she'll be really wonderful to see. So, I mean, it's a really great opportunity. There's a lot of good folk here. So thank you so much for including me in it. I'm looking forward to hanging out with the folks in Dayton.
Oh, God, yeah. We're happy to have you. All right, well, let's close it up with the Chris Brogan elevator speech. Why should people invest time and money to see you and others present at Sum It Up?
Well, you know, it's funny because you know, as you prepped me for this, I was thinking, God, I don't know. I have no really good answer at all. But then when I saw that Bob Garfield was going to be there, Ed Botch is, again, from Mullen, he wrote up my book and Bob's book. And what he says is that mine is sort of the, when you're done feeling depressed about all that Bob Garfield lays out for you, mine's kind of the, what's next and you'll be okay, don't worry.
Well, that works well because Bob goes, then Lewis, and then you. So that's going to be a great afternoon.
Can't wait. Well, I'm looking forward to it, David. And again, thank you so much for having me on. And I really look forward to be part of the event.
Hey, thank you, Chris. And we will see you on the 20th.